section three. We'll do 2184 first, right? What it says in my notes. Section three, number two, 2184. Can you get somebody on the phone for this? No. Regards to Warren and Landman DVM, continuance of informal interview of September 15, 2021. For the purpose of receiving additional information and reviewing possible action to approve proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and adopting an order. And Dr. James, you will lead.
So I would make a motion that we adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law as drafted in the order.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second to adopt the findings of fact in the draft. Any further discussion? To roll call.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Loewy?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Eisen, aye. Motion carries.
And then I'd like to ask what we have from a historical perspective. Any priors?
Yes, Dr. James, I have that information. She has two disciplinary action cases. The first one was in 2007. She was found in violation of ARS 32-22-3221 related to R311-502H2, failure to perform an exam on the dog prior to dental procedure. 32-22-3221 related to R311-502L7, which is failure to document the name of the fluids administered. The next is 32-22-3221 related to R311-502L2, failure to document the medical record of the dog's weight. 32-22-3221 related to R311-502L4, failure to document the record of the dog's respiration rate. She was placed on, her license was placed on probation for 1 year. She was required to complete 4 hours of CE in medical record keeping and pay a $500 civil penalty. Then in 2014, she had a letter of concern related to medical record omissions. In 2016, she had a disciplinary action related to the violation of ARS 32-22-3211. Malpractice, gross negligence, gross incompetence for failure to use scientifically accepted diagnostic methods to evaluate a critically ill patient, not referring patient for immediate care or engaging in critical care for a patient that is dyspneic. Failure to communicate seriousness of disease process to owner. Also a violation of ARS 32-22-3212 related to R311-5019 for altering records. Also ARS 32-22-3218 related to R311-901B for failure to submit a timely response to the complaint as required. The license was placed on probation for 2 years. She was required to do 12 hours of CE, which included 6 hours in critical care and emergency in the area of cardiopulmonary crisis and 6 in veterinary ethics. And she was required to pay a $500 civil penalty. That's it.
So before you go into the order, we did the findings of fact and we do conclusions of law.
Yeah,
together. Yeah.
So, looking at the order, I was initially going to do a period of probation of 1 year and 4 hours of CE in neurology, which focused on intervertebral disc disease. The priors in this case, they're kind of all over. There's some medical records, there's some care, general care. I'm sure adding hours of CE is going to help in the situation, but I would recommend increasing the civil penalty to 1,000 based on she's had 2 others at 500.
Well, I would probably do, because we have the concern for having EVs, so 4 hours in that, I think is a good idea. We also have the kinesiology diagnosis of, what was it, gastrointestinal issues? So I think probably 4 hours related to gastrointestinal disease would be adequate, with 8 hours total. $1,000 fine, I think that's good.
So we'll modify that to 1 year probation, 8 hours of CE, 4 in neurology with an emphasis on vertebral disc disease, 4 hours in gastrointestinal diagnosis or treatment, and then $1,000 to hold that.
I'll second that.
So motion on the floor and a second, we ask council, can we require the CEs for something that's not part of included in the law?
It has to be related to the findings of facts.
Well, it's
well, it's related to findings of facts.
Yeah, I mean, if we just, because we misdiagnosed IVDD as gastrointestinal issues. So that's kind of where, but I mean, yeah, it doesn't specifically say that in there, unfortunately. But,
It does talk about the gastroenteritis in there. I think it is.
It's just not put in the portion of
the law. I don't know. It's not in the conclusions of law section.
Can we modify the conclusions of law and then do this, or would we have to re-notice at that point? Because it was basically, it's failure to use current professional and scientific knowledge with respect to detecting IVDD as an option for the dog's symptoms. And basically, it's we missed the IVDD in favor of gastrointestinal disease. But it just doesn't specifically say that in the conclusions of law. It does say the findings of fact. So can we just modify the conclusions of law today and still proceed?
No, this was the conclusions of law that we found, correct?
That we already said last time, so we can't modify it on here.
Yeah.
How about 4 hours in IVDD and 4 hours differentiating IVDD from gastrointestinal disease?
Yeah.
Or if council's okay with that.
I mean, or because it says, I mean, failure to use current professional knowledge as an option.
I think that the right analysis that you drew, just in what you said, to why you want continuing education to address this, the issues identified and that were supported by the finding of violation.
I mean, it's basically putting 4 hours in properly diagnosing IVDD, which is probably going to include some of the differentials that you typically
have. Yeah, this is, we've had multiple issues on, I mean, just going back on those priors.
Well, and quite honestly, so, I mean, that is something that becomes a concern for me about your just general wellness of knowledge of medicine, right?
So what
like
if
you start
we
having all these violations and you're like, okay.
So what if we did 4 hours of CE on IVDD, and then what if we directed around the ASVAB competency test?
Are they going to be over the learning course?
What's that for IVDD? Yes, yeah, that will, yeah. Of course, it's all over that. But I'm wondering if we did 4 hours of CE and then did the small animal competency course through ASVAB.
Is that just a course they take and do?
For just general knowledge, since we have a whole bunch of violations.
A test, or is it
yeah,
like an actual training?
No, it's a test. It's almost like an NAVLE type thing, but not now. But it's an option we have through ASVAB.
Yeah.
As a system.
They would send us the hard copy paper test, and I would administer the test here.
So I would say let's do that. Since we do have other violations that kind of run the gamut, there's some repeat issues on there. But I mean, we're running the gamut, so if we do these small animal competency tests with it, I think that's a good option.
I think I still lean towards the other one, the IVDD 4 hours.
But that's less than we've done for CE in the past for other issues that she's had that are very similar. So we're giving less than
I guess I just feel like we've seen other cases that have had equally as many violations that we
Yeah, there's also the way that this was diagnosed that I'm really concerned about. So the method that we got, the methodology that was used for this misdiagnosis was not, was that good methodology? And I guess it's a question that I don't think it was. So I think the small animal competency portion would be a good idea, because it tells us, okay, are you truly competent to practice medicine?
And does that tie in well?
Mr. Chairman, may I ask, and Mark, if they do decide to go the route of this, that test, that they then need to build in some sort of penalty if she fails it, right?
Or just get remanded back to us if failure.
But if she fails it, then are you gonna take away her ability to practice until she passes it?
Well, if we fail a competency test that's designed around, are you competent enough to practice, then we have another issue to evaluate at that point. That would be probably a separate case.
Some people just don't test well. I mean, most people don't.
Well, I think what would happen is if she failed it, that would, you know, how we can word it this way, that her, you know, if she fails the exam, that may result in the board taking further action, including being competent to opening up a new complaint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be fine. So like I said, it's designed, it's not that level. It's designed around, are you competent enough to practice? It's very limited in that regard. And if we fail it, then we've got major concerns at that point. But that's why we're witnessing the test, to see are we competent enough to practice based on the methodology used to misdiagnose this condition.
Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Redmer, to the board, with respect to this test, how often is it given?
I've never heard of that.
And
have we given it once, or?
This board is once that I remember.
Yeah.
But it's a test that we just ordered from the AABSB.
And I think you said that it was a year probation?
Yeah, I think it was a year probation, is what you recommended.
Is there a limit on how often she can take the exam?
I don't think from ASVAX, we just ordered the test.
I think there probably is, because there's probably not many multiple versions of it, would be my guess.
Because maybe how you worded is just within 12 months successfully complete, and then hopefully she passes it the first time, but if not, maybe she'll have time and an opportunity to take it again.
Yeah, so if you waited 11 and a half months and took it at the last minute, you failed.
That's on her.
You don't have the time to retake it. Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
So are we amending this motion to 4 hours in the continuous disease and 4 hours?
What was that, 4 hour test?
No, no, it's just a test. It's
okay,
it's a
so
test.
No hours related to that. It's just 4 hours in vertebral disease. And you have to take this small animal competency test and pass it within the next year.
Yeah.
And $1,000.
$1,000.
All right, so
amended. All right, so I will second that again.
Second amendment, so the first vote on the amendment. And we can just do voice vote on the amendment, right? All in favor of the amendment?
I heard none.
No? Yes. Not amendment? Okay, we'll do roll call. Amendment.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Lohi?
Aye.
Ms. Sullivan?
Aye.
And Dr. Rez, aye. Motion carries.
And now the vote on the amendment, or the vote on the motion as amended.
Ms. Krieger? Oh, sorry. Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Lohi?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
And Dr. Rez, aye. Motion carries.
All right, so that concludes 2184.